Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a transaction on my account. I just noticed from Bold Exciting Muscle something gadget or something like that. Could you tell me what that is?
We're a third-party company, and we service different products. Have you ever did a survey online where you receive a free item and you just pay for the shipment?
What was the item?
Ma'am, I don't know. I can try to pull your account up with your zip code.
Okay, please do that because I don't know what it is, so I don't know if I received it.
Okay, are you going to give me your zip code?
Oh, I'm sorry. 98498.
Give me 1 second. And you stated that zip code was 98498?
Correct.
And what is your first and last name?
Mary Woods.
Is that M-A-R-Y?
Yes.
W-O-O-D-S?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, how much would you charge?
$49.97.
Okay, I do have an account for you in our system, but for security purposes, may you verify your address?
8300 Phillips Road, Southwest, apartment 29, Lakewood, Washington. It could come up as Tacoma, Washington also.
Okay. I see we're back on January the 1st. Well, you got the dash cam that was shipped to your address when you only paid for the shipment, which was $7.45. Do you remember receiving that item, ma'am?
No, I don't. But if the shipping was only $7.95, what was $49.97 then?
Okay, so when you did that for that free item online and you only paid for the shipment for the dash cam, you automatically enroll yourself in our membership. It is a gadget store. Well, you receive a $125 gift card to use at our Consumer Gadget Club. It's an online web store. That $49.97 was a monthly recurring charge billed every month, and it came with the membership for the dash cam.
Well, I never received the dash cam, but I never received no card or anything either. I don't know. And it's a recurring charge? No, I don't want it.
Okay, I can cancel this for you, but the gift card would have came to your email, and that dash cam was delivered to your address on January the 18th at 3 p.m.
January 18th. I was home, but yeah, no. But and the gift card was sent to me, my email?
It's going to come through your email, yes, ma'am.
I know nothing about that, so no, I don't want it.
I mean, I can cancel the membership for you.
Yeah. And have they taken it out for this month then?
It was declined for February the 13th.
Oh, good. So what do I need to do to be reimbursed for this? Do I need to get a hold of my bank?
Well, these charges are actually valid charges. This is what you applied for, but you stating that, I don't know if you're saying that you didn't do this or you did do it. You say you didn't receive the item. You don't know anything about it. So what I need to get a clear understanding is, are you stating that this is fraud and you didn't place this order?
The dash cam, yeah, or the, what did you call it? The dash cam?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I did order that, but I have never received it, so I didn't think nothing about it. I did not know nothing about this reoccurring for $49.97. No, I did not authorize that.
Okay, well, it was automatically membership, ma'am, when you signed up to receive the dash cam.
So you canceled this now, right?
Yes, ma'am. I already canceled it for you. You want to incur any more charges?
Okay, I will get a hold of my bank then. Thank you.
So are you stating you're going to dispute this charge?
There's a good chance of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you can take your bank
because
to get this.
I did not know nothing about this other. Like I said, I did know about the dash cam. I did order it. I never received it, but I'm not going to argue over it. It was only $8. But this $50 charge, yes, I'm.
Okay, so as far as you contacted your bank to get this charge disputed, your bank is going to contact us, and we're going to state to them that these are legal charges because these are valid charges. You put your information in, ma'am. They're going to contact us, and they're going to ask us all of your information, and we're going to give them all of your information.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I'll let my bank deal with it because, no, I'm not accepting this. I did not see this when I took and purchased the dash cam. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have purchased the dash cam. Dash cam. You know, because it's not something I would want.
Yes, ma'am. I did cancel it for you. Give me 1 second.
Pardon?
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to see if I can. How much you said? $49.97, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second for me. Okay, ma'am, with that amount of the 49, let me make sure I got it correct, $49.97 for a one-time courtesy, I can offer you a 50% of that amount, so it'll be half of that $49.97.
What do you mean you can offer, what, for me to keep getting this thing that I know nothing about?
No, ma'am, I canceled it out. You won't get anything, you won't incur any more charges. What I'm trying to do for you is give you a 50% refund on that amount of $49. I'm trying to give something back to you.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Give me 1 second. And you're going to receive back $24.99, but it takes three to five business days to show back up in your account. Your account is now canceled. As far as on our end, we won't try to debit your card anymore. You won't incur any more charges. You're not in our system at all. Only thing now, you will be getting a credit back to your account of $24.99, and give it 3 to 5 days, not counting the weekends.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll thank you for
calling.
Let's see, what's today, Saturday? Yes, ma'am. It should be by Friday. And if it's not, you can give us a call back. And all of the notes is on the account, so it shouldn't be hard to remember everything.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a confirmation number, just so if you call back, you can make sure you have that confirmation number. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
And it's going to be 24. Ma'am, do you not have that card anymore that we charged? Because it's not letting me refund back to that card.
No, I canceled that card.
Okay, the next thing we will have to do in order for you to get this $24.99 back, give me 1 second. Do you have access to your email?
Yeah. Which email do you have?
Let me tell you the one we have on file for you. 1 second. We have Woods, WOODSFUNK at AOL. Yes, ma'am. That email, you're going to receive an e-check. And with an e-check, the only reason you're getting a $24.99 e-check is because that card you had on file, we're not able to refund the amount back to that card. And I can't update card information. So what you're going to do is when you receive this e-check, and it's still the same protocol as far as 3 to 5 days, you're just going to go take that to your bank. It's just like a regular check. It's just like cashing a regular check. It's going to come to you. You can have it printed out, connected to your computer or however you choose, and you can have that check printed out, and then you can have that check deposited to your account. It's coming to you. It's just like you would get a check in the mail. We're just sending it to your email.
Okay.
And I still have that confirmation number for you.
Okay. What is it?
C as in Charlie. Oh, what did I do with it? Hold on 1 second. Everything's just going in circles. Okay, C as in Charlie, 258.
258.
659.
657-927-927. Yes, ma'am. I'll repeat it back to you. C like in Charlie, 258-659-927.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay, and I should receive it on my email in 3 to 5 business days?
Yes, ma'am, 3 to 5. And you should receive it on your email. Make sure you check your spam also. Because sometimes it goes into the spam folder. It's going to come as a refund. It's going to say refund. And the amount of $24.99.
And it will show that it's coming from bold, exciting.
It might not say that name. It might just say refund. If you see anything with refund, it's going to be your refund amount that we gave back to you.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Okay, Miss Mary.
You too. You have a nice one. Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.